X Wants to Take It Slow, What It Means and What to Do, by Max Jankar. So your mind's probably doing backflips as you read this. On one hand, you're thrilled to have another shot at the relationship. On the other, you're terrified that this whole let's take it slow thing is just your ex's way of saying, I'm not really sure about you anymore. Here's the thing. Taking it slow isn't automatically a bad sign. In fact, it could be one of the best things that could happen if you handle it the right way. Most people, however, don't. Instead, they screw up royally. They overthink, panic, push too hard, or worse, turn into a complete doormat. And so, they never get back with their ex. But fear not, in this article, I'll help you separate yourself from the all-encompassing crowd of screw-ups. I'll start by sharing why your ex pumped the brakes in the first place. Then I'll explain how to respond to the whole shit show and get closer to your ex emotionally despite it. Next, I'll unpack what going slow should/shouldn't look like and how to remain sane and sexy during the process. And in the end, I will reveal why going slow can actually fast-track your reattraction success. So buckle the fuck up and let's dive right in. Why your ex wants to take things slow. Reason number one, fear of repeating old mistakes. Your ex isn't stupid. They probably know why the relationship ended, and chances are they don't want to jump right back into the same patterns and dynamics. Taking things slow is their way of testing whether those patterns and dynamics have actually changed for the better. Maybe there was too much fighting, emotional unavailability, or just poor communication. Whatever it was, they're cautious about getting sucked back into that mess. They're hoping that slowing things down will prevent history from repeating itself. It's not a bad idea, honestly. But the real question is, have you actually changed? Or are you just waiting for another chance to screw it all up? Reason number two, they're testing the waters. Your ex might be unsure if they really want to give you another chance. And taking things slow provides an easy way to figure it out without fully committing. Think of it as their way of dipping a toe back into the relationship pool instead of cannonballing back into something they're still doubtful about. Sure, they might like the idea of being with you again, but they want to make sure it's what they really want before jumping in head first. So, in a way, when your ex tells you they want to take things slow, they're probably just managing their own emotional risk. Reason number three, they need emotional space. Breakups can often be brutal, no doubt about it. And even if your ex still has feelings for you, they might not be emotionally ready to go full throttle just yet. They could still be processing the pain or dealing with lingering trust issues from whatever went down between the two of you. Taking things slow gives them the emotional breathing room they need to get their head straight. In other words, it's not always about you, so don't take it personally. Besides, if they're still carrying any baggage from the breakup, rushing things will only drag those issues back into the relationship, fucking things up for both of you. Reason number four, other factors you're unaware of. I'm sure you know this, but your ex has a life outside of you. In that life, they might be dealing with stressors like family drama, work issues, or personal insecurities, all of which make them cautious about backpedaling into a former relationship. Hell, maybe they even got someone else on the horizon, and they're trying to figure out if getting back with you is even worth the emotional investment compared to just committing to this new person. Either way, their decision to take things slow could have nothing to do with you and everything to do with what's going on in their own life. How should you respond to your ex? Step 1, don't panic and overthink. When your ex tells you to take things slow, your gut reaction is probably to freak the fuck out. Don't. Panicking or overthinking every little move will kill your reconciliation chances real quick. Here's the deal. When your ex says slow, they're asking for space. So give it to them, The worst thing you can do is bombard them with texts, try to set up constant dates, or pressure them for answers they just aren't ready to give. When you act desperate like this, you're just confirming whatever doubts they had in the first place. So again, relax, play it cool, this isn't a race, and freaking out about every little thing will push them further away. Show your ex that you're confident and secure enough to let things unfold naturally. Step 2, focus on your own growth. While they're taking it slow, you need to get work on yourself. This isn't just about waiting around for your ex to make up their mind. It's about showing them you're not the same person they broke up with. You want to demonstrate real change, not just fake improvements that disappear as soon as they return. So hit the gym, pick up a new hobby, get your sleep in order, socialize more, crush it at work, improve your character, etc. And be sure you do these things for yourself, not because you think they'll get your ex back any faster. Sure, your ex noticing your improvements is nice, but that should be merely a sexy side effect of working on yourself for no other person but yourself. Besides, that's where real growth comes from. Growth that doesn't just make you more attractive to your ex, but one that makes you realize your worth isn't even tied to this relationship at all. It's the kind of growth that gets you to think, if they come back, great. If not, I've leveled up and I'm ready for something better now. Step 3, establish boundaries. Taking things slow doesn't mean bending over backwards to accommodate your ex's every whim. If they want to move slow, fine, but make sure you're clear about what you need as well. In other words, don't be shy about setting some boundaries. Maybe that means defining how often you'll communicate or what kind of emotional support you're willing to give without feeling like you're being strung along. No, this isn't about controlling, it's about mutual respect. You deserve to feel secure, and if they're serious about exploring things again, they'll respect your boundaries. However, if they can't handle that, well, that tells you all you need to know about their intentions. And you should probably cut them out of your life for it. Step 4, avoid falling into old patterns. The worst thing you can do when reconnecting with an ex is slip back into the same destructive and toxic habits that ruined the relationship in the first place. So whether your issues were insecurity, jealousy, your need for excessive space or closeness, or simply poor communication, deal with that now. Bonus points if you've already dealt with these types of issues already. Taking things slow gives you the opportunity to rewire your behavior and approach the relationship in a new and improved way. Returning to what I said earlier, this is your chance to demonstrate change within yourself, not with mere words or empty promises, but with consistent action. Step 5, don't wait around like a doormat. Here's an annoying truth. While your ex is taking their time figuring out what they want, you shouldn't be sitting around like their backup plan. You've got a life to live, so go live it. Do anything that keeps you from obsessing over what your ex is thinking or feeling, even dating other people. Taking things slow doesn't mean you put your entire life on hold. You don't want to become someone who's waiting in the wings, salivating over scraps of affection. This isn't only unattractive, it's also incredibly unfair to yourself. It's treating yourself like shit for no reason. What taking things slow should and shouldn't look like? Healthy slow. Let's be clear, there is a healthy way for your ex to take things slow, a way that actually leads to a higher likelihood of getting back together. So what does this healthier way look like? A few pointers. Clear communication. Your ex is open about their feelings, their concerns, and where they stand. They're not playing games or relentlessly sending you mixed signals. If they need more time, they tell you exactly why and what they're working through. You don't feel like you're constantly guessing what's going on in their head. Consistent effort. Even though they're taking it slow, you're still seeing signs of interest. They initiate contact, make plans to see you, ask a lot of personal questions, are affectionate, etc. The relationship is moving forward, even if it's at a snail's pace. Respectful boundaries. meaning they respect your boundaries as much as they want you to respect theirs. If you need more clarity, they're willing to talk about it. Or if you ask for reassurance, they don't just brush you off. Emotional honesty. They're not avoiding tough conversations. Even though they want to take things slow, they're not dodging talking about, say, the future or pretending the breakup never happened. Instead, they're working through things with you in what you can feel is a real, authentic way. Unhealthy slow. On the flip side, unhealthy slow is basically a disaster waiting to happen. It looks more like a dead end than a detour. If any of this sounds familiar, you're not taking things slow. You're likely being either unintentionally or intentionally strung along. Hot and cold behavior. One minute your ex is all over you, making you feel like things are progressing. The next minute, they're distant, dodging calls or ghosting you for days. This inconsistency isn't slow. It's either a reflection of your ex's confusion about where they stand or blatant manipulation. Either way, don't let yourself get strung along. You need clarity, not confusion or malice. So move on from your ex if mixed signals keep popping up. Disappearing acts. If your ex goes MIA for days or weeks at a time, it's not because they're taking things slow. It's because they're taking you for granted. Or they're just afraid of rejecting you head on. Slow doesn't mean no communication or effort. If they're consistently leaving you hanging, it's a sign you should probably find someone else. Finally, there is avoiding responsibility. Think about it like this. Does your ex want to hang out, flirt, maybe even sleep with you, but refuse to discuss the relationship or where things are going? Well, maybe they're enjoying the benefits of being with you without having to take any responsibility for the future. I don't know about you, but this doesn't sound like taking it slow. It sounds like just a way for your ex to avoid commitment while keeping you around for convenience. Don't put up with it. Red flags to watch out for. While not necessarily absolute reasons you should cut ties with your ex, these are still important warning signs that things might not be heading in the right direction. Take stock of them. Zero progress. For example, you've been taking it slow for weeks or even months, but nothing has changed. You're in the same spot you were when you first started talking again. No closer to a relationship, no clearer about their intentions. If this sounds like your situation, it's time to reevaluate whether reattraction is still worth it. Vague answers. Every time you ask where things are headed, they dodge the question or give you a vague, non-committal answer. Spoiler, if they're never willing to give you a straight answer, they're not serious about rebuilding the relationship. They're just keeping you on the hook. And finally, lack of emotional engagement. Sure, they'll still hang out with you, but they're not really there. They're emotionally distant and your conversations stay shallow. If they're not engaging on a deeper level, this slow pace is probably just their way of keeping their emotional distance. How to keep your cool and stay attractive. Tip number 1. Give your ex space without being cold. A big mistake people make when their ex wants to take things slow is suffocating them with attention. And I get it. You're anxious, you want answers, and you're scared they will slip away if you don't keep texting or checking in. But the fact is, attraction grows in space, not in suffocation. So giving them the breathing room that they need is mandatory. Meaning, you should let your ex come to you. And when, or if, they do, be responsive, although not desperate. Show them you're comfortable with the pace they've set, while still maintaining your independence. Tip number 2, be vulnerable, but not needy. Here's where most people trip up. They confuse being vulnerable with being needy. More specifically, they confuse it with soaking their ex in emotional vomit. But doing so is not true vulnerability. True vulnerability is simply saying what's on your mind without being over the top and without expecting anything in return, like a particular response, reassurance, or validation. True vulnerability is saying, I'm glad we're reconnecting and I'm excited to see where this could go, without following up with, so do you love me yet? Or, wanna get back together already? For a deep dive into vulnerability, I suggest you read my article on vulnerability on maxjenker.com/vulnerability. Tip 3. Have a life outside of your ex. Practically nothing is more attractive than someone who's got their own thing going on. If you're sitting by your phone, obsessively checking when your ex is going to text you back, you're doing it wrong. You need to be busy living your own life, pursuing your own goals, and spending time with people who are able, willing, and happy to spend time with you. I agree, this is trite advice. You've probably heard it a bazillion times already. But fuck me, there's so many people completely forget about it when dropped in the throes of a breakup. That's why, in my view, a quick reminder was necessary. Tip 4, keep your emotions in check. You're going to feel frustrated at times. Expect it. You might get upset when things aren't progressing as quickly as you want or when your ex seems distant. That's normal. You might get pissed off when your ex is being hot and cold. So be it. But what you don't want is to let those emotions run the show. The moment you start acting passive-aggressive and guilt-tripping your ex due to your feelings, or you get batshit drunk and begin sending angry texts, that is the moment you start losing them. Therefore, whenever you feel emotions like anger, sadness, anxiety, or fear bubbling up, step back for a second, take a deep breath, and despite being emotional, don't let yourself do things that would lead to adverse outcomes due to being emotional. Tip 5, don't fall into the validation trap. We all love validation. It feels good to hear someone wants us, needs us, and misses us. But if you're constantly seeking validation from your ex to make yourself feel secure, you're putting them in control of your self-worth. And that's a terrible place to be at. Instead of looking to your ex to make you feel good about yourself, focus on building your confidence from the inside. Whether it's by hitting personal milestones, getting fit, diving into a passion project, or killing it at work, find your validation outside of them. In general, it's prioritizing internal validation over external that makes a person remarkably attractive. Tip 6, play the long game. When your ex wants to take things slow, it's easy to feel impatient and frustrated. But relationships that are built to last aren't rushed. You're playing the long game here, and that means thinking beyond the next week or even the next month. So don't try to rush into a full-blown relationship overnight. Instead, focus on enjoying the time you spend together without obsessing over the outcome. Besides, when they see that you're not in a hurry and you're happy to let things unfold naturally, it shows them you're not desperate. On the contrary, in fact, it shows them you're confident, secure, and playing the game with patience. All very desirable qualities. The big picture. Why slow is actually progress. Taking things slow isn't automatically a sign that your ex is stringing you along or that you'll never rekindle things. In fact, slow can be a sign of progress if you know how to gauge it. But how do you gauge it? The key is consistent effort. If your ex is still making time for you, reaching out first, and showing genuine interest in reconnecting, then things are moving forward, even if it is at a slower pace than you'd like. Whereas if weeks go by and you're stuck in the same conversations with no real shift in emotional closeness or commitment, then you've got a problem, and you should probably reevaluate whether this ex-back thing is still worth the effort. Bottom line, slow should feel like a steady climb, not a standstill. It should feel like you're moving towards something, not stuck in a loop of uncertainty.